7.
And good afternoon, everybody. It is Tom Chenault. This is Tom Chenault's show on a great Sunday afternoon. Wow, I was kind of worried about Memorial Day and whether people would even listen to the show and whether or not I should run a replay or not. And I'm telling you, I probably have more people hitting the website and calling on the phone wanting to talk about this show today than I've had in many, many years, all as a result of our announced guest, the I don't know what he does, maybe the president of Zango, Aaron Garrity. And that's going to be fun, except Aaron Garrity bailed. He folded like a Venetian blind, didn't even call me, had one of his employees call me and tell me that on the advice of counsel, he wouldn't come on. So I brought some pretty good people to talk about it. We've got John Milton Fogg first. And then we've got John Hammack, who is a very opinionated, very bright guy. And then we've got Rod and Marcy Cook. And if you go to the MLM Watchdog right now, you could even listen for a while. I mean, read for a while as you're listening to Rod put everything up as usual. And he did a really, really good job of laying out both sides of this Brian Davis Zango lawsuit, so you can actually see what we're talking about if you care to get that deep into it. But then we're going to have Sarah Fairless Robbins, who is a rock star in her own right, and she is going to bring home the rear of the show, which is great because she is all positivity and what's great about this great profession of ours. But before we go there, we are going to have John Milton Fogg tell us a story. How are you, John?
I'm wonderful.
Well, that
I'm
is making
really
me happy.
Thank you.
Well, a shout out to you. The last 12 months have been, well, actually now 13 months, have absolutely been glorious because I have seen you reinvent yourself as a network marketer. And you had always been postured as the, I don't even know what you would call yourself, the bard. Maybe you were the bard. Maybe you were the scribe. I don't know what you were, but you wrote about it. But at the same time, you really had never just really jumped in the foxhole and learned how these people really do it. And watching you and hearing what you've got going on this in a couple of weeks here in the form of a public speech just has me tickled pink. So let's talk about you a little bit, John Milton Fogg, and just kind of talk about the last 13 months and just the changes that's going on in your life and what's happening out there.
Well, it's been total transformation, but let me focus on the network marketing part. Not that all the rest of it is just fascinating. I mean, I put a post on Facebook a number of days ago and said, you know, I'm having the time of my life. And Diane Hockman came back and said, I feel like Dirty Dancing. You know, that was great. I really am, Tom, having the time of my life, which does not mean all things are gorgeous and working. I think all things are working perfectly, but they're not working out in that immediate success after success after success, except that learning is just probably one of the most successful things I do. And you spoke about, you know, who was I before? Well, for 25 years, I've been a quote-unquote guru icon, which is that little trash symbol on your desktop. Yeah, I'm a very successful author. I served the industry very, very well, and I became a quote-unquote industry expert. I never, ever claimed to have built a large organization. And what I'm learning now, more than anything, Tom, is that real, genuine learning, wisdom, not just knowledge, comes from one and only one place, and that is experience.
And that whole conversation out there about get rich quick. No matter how badly you want to get rich quick in network marketing, and you might be able to put some smoke and mirrors up there to make a little bit of money. But getting rich quick is really not going to happen because this is not on your own efforts. It's on the efforts of others. And organized, motivating, and inspiring and training that army takes a little time, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, one of the things that I confronted this week, Tom, was the difference between, and I haven't mastered this, I just saw the difference. I saw it because I demonstrated it the wrong way. The difference between a leader and a boss.
Cool.
I started operating like a boss, but not like a leader. And so as much as I've written on leadership and described it and had my own aspects of being a leader of this or that, you know, it's a deep and wide distinction.
As I watch the success of this OrganoGold and the success of Visalis and a lot of these companies, and people have a lot of judgments on those comp plans in those companies and their products, but no one can argue their systems. And there's a quote out there, I hear it all the time, called systems trump everything. At this stage of your development, 13 months later, what do you think about that comment?
Honestly, Thomas, I'm still not sure.
Let me tell you why.
Because there is one of the, I don't know how many commandments of MLM were handed to Moses way back when this all started. But one of them is something I cherish by Tom Schreider. And that is, there is one and only one right way to do this business, and that is the way that works best for you. What that means is that if you really are a successful sponsor leader in network marketing, you can't just be good at doing it one way. You've got to be good at, or great at, learning fast how to do it in a variety of different ways. You know, I'm very strong on using Facebook. I've got my reasons. It works. It's helped build my organization. And that doesn't mean, if I'm not a home party guy or a home meeting guy, it's not my personality. Yeah, I'm not having people over to my house. My wife will shoot me. I got this list, right? But the list has got to go in the trash, because there's going to be somebody, or two or six or 12 or 100, when I'm more successful in my organization, who is a home meeting person, you know? And I've got to be able to support them, lead them, help them, instruct them. I got to go learn that, and I've got to make sure that everybody in my organization knows that no matter what way they want to apply themselves to the business, no matter what domain they want to work out in, I'm there to help them. I'm supportive 100%.
Couldn't agree with you more. However, and you've got skill sets. I don't have your skill sets. You know that. My job was to go find somebody with skill sets that I don't have that complement the lane. So I'm not telling everybody they have to be all these different things, because you don't. My wife hates to cold call. And if I were to train her on cold calling to get as good as I am, she would be 100 and she'd still hate it even though she was good at it.
I would have gotten a divorce.
So I agree with that completely. All right, moving down the road, you're giving a speech next week someplace in Virginia or some other state somewhere. Where are you doing it? What are you talking about? And how's that going to go? And how long has it been since you've done one? And how excited or scared are you?
It has been a couple of years. You know, I'm a hermit. And when, you know, way back in the days, I was paid to speak in front of 25,000 people in Moscow's Olympic Stadium. I've spoken all around the world. I'm not a stranger to it. I'm always nervous, Tom. I have never climbed on a stage where it was a stroll in the park for me.
Yeah.
I'm always nervous. I'm doubly nervous this time, because since the last time I spoke, I've gone from a very, very tight 34 to a 30-inch waist. None of my clothes fit except my shoes.
Oh, that's exciting.
So that's a challenge.
Yeah.
And I'm not, it's not a big deal. I'm not a featured, I'm a special guest. So I'm going to climb up on stage. And the way that I always ask to do it, unless I've got to do I try and avoid keynotes if I can. I'm just not that kind of speaker. I prefer a dialogue, a conversation. And so Cheryl Morley is going to Joanne Conway is going to be talking about nutrition and health. And Cheryl's going to talk about a thing our company has called the Healthy Body Challenge. And she's going to talk a little bit about the business. So she and I are going to dish for 10 minutes or so on stage. I brought a couple of cases of books of the greatest networkers in the world, in which our guest, Sarah Robbins, is one of the 21 greatest networkers. So it'll be fun to reconnect with Sarah this afternoon. I think the world of that woman. She's extraordinary. So I'm going to be signing those books and giving them to people and, you know, having fun, man.
And inside of that,
I am looking forward to it, Thomas. And one of the reasons I'm looking forward to it is because of messing with you for this almost a year now that you and I have been together. I mean, you very much like to stretch my butt, and you're doing a good job.
It's working. Tell me about how does somebody find you?
In life, Tom,
yeah.
Or
yeah.
In,
no, no, how
in
do they
Fairfax,
find you? How,
Virginia?
Well, no,
if you go on to my timeline, the poster is up there on my timeline on Facebook. That's facebook.com/JohnMiltonFogg. It's
okay.
Listed up there. There's a poster that we have. You can. There's a phone number to call for more information. It's a free event. The books I'm signing and giving away are free. It's a free event. It's 2 hours, Saturday, June 1st, and it's at the Residence Inn in Fair Lakes, which is very well known in the Fairfax, Virginia area. Fairfax, Virginia is, I think they would call it a bedroom community for Washington, D.C., Northern Virginia. So it's accessible. You know, it's a bit of a stretch from Pennsylvania. I've invited people from Nova Scotia to Key West, Florida. So I'm kind of hoping they'll climb on a plane and come.
and quickly, your last part is you've got a Facebook course. We've only got 50 seconds that is absolutely taking the world by storm. More people have told me they got value out of it because they were paralyzed on Facebook and they saw so many people being good at it. And guys like me would try to explain it to them and I failed miserably because I don't have the attention span for it. And you've got a course for them. So you want to go to John Milton Fogg on Facebook and send him a private message and tell him you want to know more about that because it could change your life. It doesn't keep you from becoming a normal network marketer like me. You know, one-on-ones, home meetings, three-way calls, all the stuff. It's just helping you develop those relationships. It is cool. We're coming back right now with John Hammack. You stick around. It's the Tom Chenault Show.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answer. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
We're back, John Milton Fogg, Tom Chenault. We're waiting for John Hammock to dial in. He'll be here any second, and we will talk to him about what's going on around this Zango stuff. Just got a message. So there's a lot happening. We got a message yesterday about Aaron Garrity. I told you guys he canceled me, which really doesn't make me overly happy. Those things happen, I guess, out there in the world of big business, but at the same time, it doesn't normally happen to me unless it's a family emergency or something like that. And a lot of people have posted, well, why didn't the lawyer come on and talk if it was a legal situation? And you are 100% correct on that. Why didn't the lawyer come on? So this website I told you to go to is called John Milton Fogg /Facebook Fortune if you want that. So that's just not even on the internet. I mean, that's not on Facebook. It's just on his website, johnmiltonfogg.com/Facebook Fortune. John, back to you. What's cooking, baby? Did I lose you, John? I might have lost John Milton Fogg. That's pretty crazy.
No, you know, I've got this trigger finger on my mute button. It's just crazy. I'm afraid to give background noise that you don't want to hear. So,
yeah, so good.
Knocked it off. Hey, you're going away, across the pond.
You know, I am. I'm very excited about that. I think you and Marianne versus doing replays. I think you and Marianne Niehaus are going to do the show over the next couple of weeks, which will be exciting. But I am going to go see my grandbabies over in Chiswick, England, and just have a nice little working holiday over there, which is very exciting.
How old are your kids, your grandkids?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah, and, how old are they, Don?
Pardon me?
How old are your grandchildren?
One's 2, one's 3 months, so they're very, very young. The 2-year-old's going to be right in my wheelhouse. That will be about the perfect time to start talking to that little one and find out. So, yeah, I don't know where Hammock is. That doesn't make me happy. You know, he's one of the great brunch guys of all time. I don't know if you know him, but every day on Facebook, he's at another restaurant doing something else, eating a waffle or fried chicken. I don't know how he stays in shape, because I'll tell you, it's almost impossible for me to do that. As I told you last week, I constantly try to do new things that are going to make me, in my opinion, a better person. And I gave up gluten, fried foods, sugar, and cursing. And all four of those were extremely difficult. But I'll tell you what, I feel like a new man since I've done it.
What's new? What's happened? What's different?
Well, I've lost about maybe 16 pounds, which is a tremendous amount of weight in 3 weeks.
Wow.
I feel 100% better. And on the cursing thing, I have never liked the fact, it was the last bastion of alcoholism for me for 20 years. You know, I was a drinking, fighting, law-breaking drinker. And over those years that I quit drinking, the one thing I hung on to in order to be what I perceived to be a manly man was the cursing. You know, I would constantly just weave a good, well-placed, I was a good cusser. I mean, I didn't, but at the same time, I just didn't like it. And I finally said, this is it. I need to stop doing it. And I did it. And I feel like a totally different human being. I really like that.
Have people noticed? Have people responded to you?
No. Unless I tell people that I quit, I have yet to have one person say, you know what? I don't notice that profanity anymore, which is pretty shocking to me.
Hmm.
So, yeah, it's not one thing. So I don't think I might not have been as bad to other people as I felt like I was to myself. And I'm sure there's a few people that rubbed the wrong way.
You must catch yourself out of sheer habit wanting to use profanity. Is that accurate?
Yeah. But at the same time,
what do you do when that happens?
I just change the word easily. And I've been on radio forever, John, so it's not like unconsciously. I was on the radio for 4 hours a day, 5 days a week for a very, very long time, and not one time in my entire radio career did I ever swear on air. So it was completely a conscious and subconscious choice. So it was pretty weird. So I'm glad I'm on the other side of it.
What was the reason?
That I quit or that I started?
Did you quit? I know why he started. What was the reason why you quit?
I just didn't like that about myself, and I was looking at these little kids that I'm going to go visit here in London, and I thought, what if I say something in front of them that I'm not going to want to say? And so, basically, that was kind of like the impetus to say, I'm not going to do this anymore. So, that was pretty cool. So, anybody can you can change anything. You can change anything you want to change in your life if you just decide today's the day that you're going to do it. All right. We're going to come back. I'm going to go find John Hammack during this break and find out where he is. The Aaron Garrity, his legal department called me and said he can't come on because of on advice of counsel. Very irritating. We're going to talk about that right after this break.
I'd like to have normal blood pressure.
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80. In almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters. For the love of clean water.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to alli-c.com, spelled alli-c.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at alli-c.com.
We're back. It's Tom Chenault, and it is the Tom Chenault Show, and it's a blast today. We're having a lot of fun. John Hammack didn't show up for the last segment. He's finally here. John, Milton Fogg, and I have been dancing. I just got an email from a top flight person over at Zango, supposedly, that said, Tom, I am really disappointed and irritated in you. We've personally been in litigation through traditional business and run in court. And when your legal counsel states do not speak in public about the case, you follow their advice. Simple and clear. Respectfully, Sandy Cohen. Okay, well, Sandy Cohen, I ain't buying it. And I'm telling you, these guys threw up a cruddy lawsuit very early on, and this Davis guy said all kinds of horrible stuff. So then instead of Zango settling it or getting it out of the front page, they came back with an attack on this guy that is absolutely preposterous, talking about his cell phone bill, saying he's doing all kinds of goofy stuff, and you have the audacity to write me a note telling me I didn't call him on the phone and say, hey, please come on the show. He called me with another guy that was a wheel over at Zango and said, here's what we want to talk about. Here's what we can talk about. I said, I really want to help you guys look great in public because this is not good for the profession. It makes me upset that the dirty laundry is even out there, and I want to help bring a positive spin to this whole thing and put it in the rearview mirror, and that's what Aaron Garrity said they were going to do. So take your little email and throw me off your list because I don't even want to hear your voice anymore, and let's go. All right. How you doing, John?
Doing awesome, Tom.
That's an
Sorry, I let you down.
You just left me on the beach. I figured you were at brunch somewhere. I'm already all irritated about this thing. And now I get that note from Sandy Cohen throwing me under the bus like she's got any right to do that. How's it going with TaxBot and all, and Lorene Williamson and all this? I mean, I'm just upset right now. I just cannot believe how upset I am about just unethical things happening in this profession that don't need to have happen. And then these pontificating people that just run around acting like they're just holier than anything, and they sit there and do this stuff under the covers, makes me nuts. So how you doing?
Well, Tom, what I can't understand is you certainly think that you'd be checking with legal counsel before they ever make the call to you.
Yeah, and I need to clear that up. I actually reached out to Aaron, and he called me on the phone and said, here's what we want to talk about. Here's what we can't talk about. I said, no problem at all. He had another guy with me. Then he had the PR person, some girl named Ashley. She called me. I agreed to all that. She said, I'm going to send you an email to make sure that you won't do it. I said, I won't do it. So I'm practically, they're not even paid me, but it's almost turned into an infomercial at that point, which already had me a little bit bugged. So I'm glad we never even got to that point. So now we're standing here. And I don't know who's right or who's wrong in that, but it's never good that you've got those kind of allegations up on the MLM watchdog, is it?
Never. Absolutely never. The worst thing about it is that things like this is what gets our profession the reputation of being unprofessional.
Yeah, and until Zango fired back at him, I had no idea that they had completely botched all their international expansion, and all those distributors out there were selling products all over the world thinking that one party or another, and I'm being very careful in the way that I'm phrasing all this because I don't want to get caught in the fray, one party or the other hadn't done the legal work necessarily to open up those products in those countries, which put those distributors at risk. We never heard about that. So now they're all pointing their finger at the other guy saying, oh, well, this guy was an incompetent attorney. He wasn't doing what he was supposed to. He was goofing off on the job. He was wasting company money. He was buying water skis. He was buying jet skis. It's all crazy. I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense.
It certainly doesn't make sense, but I think it at least brings a point that you can make on the show for the people that are listening, and that is about the NFR exemption that so many owners tell us about that's not for resale, NFR, and that you really have to be cautious about that, that there's great risk when you start trying to move your products into countries on this NFR basis, because many times it will backfire on you. And I think that would be at least something positive that we could leave for your audience is be careful about the NFR and that whole story that unfortunately companies give us sometimes.
Yeah, and there's no doubt about that. So the name of the game is you want to protect yourself as a distributor by not selling in countries before you're supposed to. And as a company, you want to protect yourself by not letting distributors do that. In the stock business, I was in securities before this, and there was no way in the world you could sell when you weren't licensed in the state. You could get shut down for that. So the firms wouldn't let you do that. In network marketing, it's almost on like, let's do it till we get caught. We'll figure out a way to figure it out then. Well, if we get caught, we'll pay the fines, or we'll walk backwards until we work it out. And I'm really thrilled when I hear companies aren't in countries and they're waiting until they do it right and all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted. Don't you agree with that?
I'm so on board with that. One of my early successes was with a company called Bob Electric, and the management of that company decided to try to use this NFR and went global and had lots of success and sales, but it ended up costing the company, and Body Electric is no more anymore because of that. And so even the owners themselves don't truly understand, because there's a whole, there's not just the science or the law of the international, but really understanding the cultural aspects as well. And if you do the things that you're warning people about, if you go into countries where the products haven't been approved, where the opportunity, the licenses don't exist and things like that, and you move your product in there, there's a good chance your product will never get in there. It'll get shut down and it'll never get in there.
Yeah. And so going back to this fight at Zango, I don't, with six partners, you're going to have problems. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Anytime you got six partners investing in anything, and then you got a couple of venture capital funds, and I heard so many things in the last 2 weeks about a lot of stuff, and I actually asked Aaron Garrity about a couple of them on the phone. And he said, none of that's true. So I'm not going to bring them up, even though I heard them from people that I think are credible people. But he told me point blank that it wasn't true. But when stuff happens, stuff happens. And it comes out of the woodwork. And we don't need it. And when we're standing out here, and I go back to Zeke Rewards, and I go back to that person that just was so, that just wrote me that email, that was so much on their soapbox about the integrity of the ANMP, the integrity of network marketing, the integrity of the good companies, and the lack of integrity of Zeke Rewards and all those scummy people at Zeke Rewards, and how could we even have them in the same room with all of us glorious people? And then to have that, I mean, we're no better than them, John.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that's many times the case. Sad but true. And again, it ultimately, this type of stuff challenges the professionalism of our profession.
Yeah. Yeah.
But even through all this, Tom, I personally just choose to not let myself get distracted or let some of this negativity, throw a stench on my coat. Because there's too many great things. There's too many great stories. I've got too many great friends, great memories, and enjoying a great lifestyle. So, that's what I choose to stay focused on. And I caution, Tom, you, as a matter of fact, I'm going to say some kudos for you on this. When we were, two ANMP conventions ago, when there was a story about a coffee company that was kind of brewing, and I hate to use that cliche, and it of a negative nature, and you gave some great words that day, and you kind of shut down the whole quote-unquote rumor mill about it. And the effect of your words really changed my whole positioning. And I tried to I believe that there was a point in time where I really tried to immerse myself in the rumors so that it would make me stay in the know. And, since then, I've really changed a lot about myself, and it was directly because of the words you shared that day at the ANMP.
Well, we either are or we aren't. And Lord knows I do enough wrong things every day. I mean, I step on it every day of my life. But I don't try to tell people I'm something I'm not. I don't try to come across with integrity I don't have. I don't try to do any of that stuff. And this whole smoke and mirrors game, I don't know who was doing what. The way that I read that lawsuit from Davis was that Aaron Garrity and those guys had done some, maybe they did some stuff with their families, as far as expenses that should have been written personally. But a lot of that stuff was about all the great stuff they were doing for distributors and the trips and the great things that they were doing. And in the past, I heard a bunch of stuff, and you cannot believe all the emails I got from huge, huge networkers and three huge company owners about this whole issue. And the words that I got weren't kind, and I'm not going to quote them. I'm not going to read them. I read Sandy Cohen's email because it just irritated me. In the middle of a radio show, she'd take that kind of shot at me. But at the same time, I'm not going to say these other guys' names because they probably have a history where they, something that they have an agenda too. But at the same time, this is a competitive business. It's a competitive profession. And every company goes through very high highs and very low lows. And at the end of the day, you're scrambling for money or you're not. You expanded and all of a sudden business went bad. You got into a country and you got kicked out, not your own way. And it is as hard as anything you'll ever do, just like any business. And you have to expect that stuff. You told me that Zango Business, according to you and your partner, and you need to tell us real quickly after this break what you are doing now. But, in fact, John, what I want you to do is after Rod and Marcy come on the show in the next segment, I want you to come back on. Do you mind doing that?
Yeah, not at all.
And tell me what you're doing. And that way you can listen to Rod Cook and Marcy Cook, because that's going to be a very, very interesting segment, too. What we're going to do, let me see what I'm doing here. We're going to have another segment right after this, so we're going to have time to talk to you, too. So give me an idea of what you're up to now.
Well, it's kind of a unique story, Tom. You know, I started out, as all of us do in this profession, as a distributor. I had a long period of having zero success. And then once I aligned myself with some mentors that really sort of changed how I did this business, I started having success and then became very, very blessed from changing careers. I had been in the oil and gas business, had owned my own oil company, and drilled 9 dry holes in a row. So I moved out of that business, then went full-time in network marketing, ended up, some people hired me as a consultant, and so I built a business in consulting, and then from consulting, they hired me corporately, and then here a couple of years ago, I resigned as a corporate officer.
Hey, John, stand still. I'm going to come back right after this break.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCMteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCMteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18-4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18-4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18-4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo. Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products. Learn valuable survival techniques. Meet other preppers and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at DoomsdayExpo.com. DoomsdayExpo.com. Preparation starts here.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione, but due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Back. I got John Hammock. I got John Milton Fogg. John Fogg's been so quiet here. John, unmute your phone, Fogg, so when I do bring you back on here, say hi to John Hammock. John Fogg, how you doing, kid?
Hello, John.
Hey, John.
What
an honor.
Oh, thank you.
You are, John. You're an icon and a legend, and
Tom, icon is that little trash symbol on your desktop. Don't say that.
So here's the deal. My goal on this show, until I got that email really from Sandy Cohen, was to do everything I could to keep this thing as positive as possible and the light on the greatness of Zango and what they've done as far as being one of the, you know, there's only a few companies that are really going crazy. And, John, it's your opinion that this has helped. Zango's back. I mean, Zango, when you and I talked yesterday, you and your partner had, and we're talking about your career. We got a couple of minutes here. So talk about what you're doing and why it is your partner has such a voice and what he said about Zango when I called you yesterday to actually come on this show and say nice things about Zango. So talk about that, will you?
Yeah, well, you bet. The reality is that they kind of changed their focus and their marketing strategy, and they're going for the younger people and really sort of changing the face of Zango, and it's working. And so sales are up and things are going positive and stuff like that. And so for something like this to happen when you're starting to catch momentum, forgive me there, guys, on the bell. It's just a sad story because it's so difficult to create momentum and it's so easy to lose it. And I just hope for this, of all the distributors at Zango, that's not going to be a byproduct of this, that they lose that momentum. Because so few times you get it twice. And Zango had it when it launched and now it was coming back, and now for something like this to come out, I just hope for the sake of the field that it doesn't affect them. But many times it's stories like this and things like this that have such a negative effect on the field. And that's where my concerns are.
And in daily business, lawyers are going to screw up getting into countries. And
yeah,
people are going to write off a dinner that with the kids that should have been probably expensed out and paid tax on. And that all happens. And at the end of the day, it happens, but nobody gives a rat's until it ends up in a lawsuit and then responded to in the same childish manner. So then you've got both of these guys rolling up their sleeves in the public markets versus everybody sitting down, closing the doors and say, oh, hey, we got to clear this thing up. We got to get this thing out of the public eye before we lose everything. Agreed?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you know, the best analogy that describes the dynamics of the relationship between the field and direct sales corporate is akin to the pastor and his church. And, you know, when negative publicity comes out about the church's pastor, unfortunately, then the flock loses faith in the pastor. And then they think about finding another church and moving on. And so many times that's what happens in direct sales companies as well, and especially when you have this kind of infighting. And especially when you think about it, when you launch, you've been sitting there on stage telling how great your partners are and that your partners are the best partners. And you've been saying those stories for years and years and years. And then all of a sudden, you know, you completely do this 180 about face and you start fighting with your partners. And that, the byproduct of that is it affects the field in a negative way.
I like that company. I never have not liked that company. I think Zango's a fine company. Aaron Garrity is a great guy. I mean, I've been around him. I know some things that he did for people when other people weren't looking. I know people that have been with that company for a very long time, including Sandy Cohen. Who's that other woman that we know that you talk to? You guys both know her. John, you talked to her this week too.
Collie Butler.
Yeah. Good woman. I mean, there's good people over there. Don't get me wrong. And I don't want this kind of thing happening to these companies. It's the course of everyday business. I don't care if it's Apple Computer or Microsoft. You're going to have disagreements. You just got to get them, keep them behind the wall. Don't you guys think?
Thomas, one of the things that bugs me about this whole thing is we live in a what's wrong world.
Yeah.
So much of our news, our conversation, our humor, America's Funniest Home Videos is not based on wonderful, funny things as much as it is accidents and people getting hurt.
Yeah.
And this is another, for me, this is just one more example. And that's the transformation I'm after, and I applaud you for wanting, you know, to make a positive showing for Zango of what they're doing right. You know, I'm sorry it didn't happen, man.
All right, we're coming back after this. We're going to have Rod and Marcy Cook. Then we're going to bring John Hammack back again at 33, and then we're going to have a final segment with John Fogg. We'll be back.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the Ultimate Enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the Ultimate Enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health, order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemed.com. That's brightsidemed.com. Order today.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.